It's time to felk it. Strap on, strap in, sit tight and hold for a spectacular ride. Our wonderful sponsors are not responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouths. Please do not hold them accountable. Here's Kari and Alicia.
Hey. Guys, that was awesome. That was very smooth and I was super into it.
I have no idea what's going on.
I know, you never
okay,
do.
I never do.
Welcome to Female Encounters of the Like Kind.
I have very patient
coming
friends.
To you from Traeger's Bar, opens at 4. Hi, Carrie. You got here right on time, and I love you for it. Doghouse opens at 5. And at 5, you can get food.
Nice.
That's real life, man.
I thought, yeah. I still have not eaten there. I just look at it, but I need to at some
point. Well, now you can't even see it. Are you okay standing today?
Yeah, I am okay standing.
Okay, let's get to the root cause and question on everybody's mind. How's your leg?
The leg is not pretty. Should I put it on the Facebook?
No.
I think so many people were like,
no. I think that will get reported immediately.
But yes, my leg is really colorful, but I can move. Pain is less, mobility is much better. Right. It just looks like.
Bruising is good. Get that healing. And some of it's even darker bruise, like the healing bruise. You know when a bruise starts to turn a little
it's
yellow?
Look awesome
on the, you
when
know
the
what?
Green yellow face
I
hits.
Am looking forward to you being back to your pasty white self. Tell you what.
You could have just said white. You didn't have to throw in pasty.
My bad.
And I think you are more white than I am.
Probably. I'm the horrible Italian. My brother got the Italian skin. I got the pasty white Italian skin. Is that better?
Pasty white Italian?
You can use the word pasty
but
to describe.
Do you tan people. Well?
Yeah, when I try. Not like some people that we know, but I tan okay. I do okay for myself, Carrie. I'm doing the best I can with what I have.
I rub my tan in.
Okay.
At least I'm honest. Because I am very, very white.
Have you ever used sun in?
Oh, in my hair?
In
long,
I can
long
still
time
smell
ago.
It if I think about it. That's one of those things. Or like fake tanner? You ever use that?
That's what I rub in.
Oh.
Duh.
Well, you said you rub in your tan, so I don't know. Some people exfoliate afterwards, so.
Well, you're supposed to exfoliate before, so your tan, like, sticks better. I don't know. I just made that up. No one ever told me that, but I figured if you, like, take off all the
dead
skin.
You know what? Say it so, like, you just did, and people will believe you, because I almost did. I was this close.
Well, if you exfoliate first, you take off all the dead skin on the top, so your fake tan stays in longer in your.
You heard it here
what's
first,
what's the big
folks?
Word for skin?
Your epidermis. Your epididymy?
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, well, we're doing that. We're tanning all of our epiderm. It's almost over. Summer's almost over.
Okay, so you were telling me something when I walked in that I prevented you from getting chafing.
Well, you know, when I said you were right on time, I, of course, was kidding because you weren't, but that's okay.
I was 14 minutes late this time. I think
14.
That's a good average.
Oh, I actually didn't really notice, but I was trying to buy you time, and so I told our producer that I was going to go to the bathroom and just take a really long time wiping. And it was the timing and it was the situation and he thought it was hilarious.
Well, and that's like when you go like to eat at a restaurant, the minute you get up to go potty, your food comes.
Well, that's what just happened because I got up to do that.
It's a jinxy thing, right?
And you walked in and I didn't have to because, spoiler,
see,
I didn't even
you.
Have to pee.
I got you. I'm good.
I had you on the long wipe and the...
The long wipe?
The
is
producing,
that what that's called? Oh, shit.
And the producing... Urine that wasn't there in the first place. Anyway, I'm glad you showed up. And,
well, you said you weren't going to chafe, but he couldn't have gone in there anyway. So you wouldn't have to rub yourself for 10
I
minutes.
Commit,
you would have
homie.
Just had to stand there and play
well,
like the word game.
Well, I didn't think about that. Once I say I'm going to do something, I do it.
Well, thank you for trying to save me by risking fat lips. I don't know.
Good old fat lips over here.
Well, the long wipe. I like
the long
that.
Wipe. It's, you know, it's kind of like the long game, only not as fun.
Yeah.
And in the end, no one wins.
Well, you kind of do if you're not drippy drippy.
Well, cool. You would know. Here we are. How far are we into this? Four minutes. It took us 4 minutes to talk about bathroom
wait,
time.
Wait, how would I
and
know?
And it was my fault. I brought it up this time. So
it was how would I know?
Know what? What time it is?
Well, God, Jesus, know what you just said.
Oh.
Did you figure what you said? Talking about the long wipe and everything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you said you would
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You would know.
Okay, why would I know?
Because you are poop obsessed. We discussed this already.
It could be pee. I mean, we wipe with both.
So here we are. Just
all the joys of being a woman.
You can't save a damsel who loves her own distress. No, you can't. You can't. Write that down.
I have a friend, and I think he does the long wipe.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, and he the flushable wipes.
I know that you are an equal opportunity friender.
I am. I'm kind of friends with everybody.
I am an equal opportunity defender, and that's why I would just go into the bathroom to save you from the horrible things.
But I would hope that you weren't just sitting in there wiping. I mean, what if I was like 10 minutes
first
late?
Of all, that
no
is,
one would know if you were in the stall. Don't
yeah,
just wipe.
Let's be real. I would have just gone in there and looked in the mirror and been like, oh my gosh, I have a hair on my chin. Who knows?
Oh, I have so many hairs on my chin.
Chinny chin chin. I am super dry.
I'm glistening.
I'm super dry from this weather, first of all. Because now it's raining, so let's hit that with a little bit of humidity after it's been dry as heck, you know?
Right.
Let's do that. So I'm real dry.
And my hair curls.
Your hair curls. It looks great.
Humidity.
Humididy. This humidity makes me want to humididy.
Oh, wait, I've always thought about this kind of stuff with, like, the plurals. Like, is octopus? Is it octopi? Octopuses.
I don't know.
You can't bullshit a bullshitter,
and you can't bullshit a long wiper. I've always said that.
The long wipe.
I've always said
At
that.
Least whoever does the long wipe is thorough, but I'm thinking the long wipe would lean, dingleberries. Tell me everyone knows that word.
Oh, of course.
Because I said it one time, somebody was like, what is that?
It reminds me of Christmas for some reason, and it really dingleberries
remind you of Christmas? Oh, let's hear this.
Well, no, there's no story behind it. I think it's just like, you know, the little berries on the...
I will never look at your tree the same. Okay. And I helped you do your tree last year. Oh, no, I helped you with the train.
You helped me with the train. So you so would. My tree is pretty epic, and it's a lot to take up, and it's a lot to take down, and I'm pretty sure I won't putting it up this year.
Really?
It's too much, man. It's too much.
I want a new tree. I want a tall one, because the lights that you're supposed to work.
I don't know if you're in the market for a tree. I am recently selling one.
Like all of a sudden now?
All of a sudden.
But how tall is your tree?
Like 9, I think it's 9 foot.
Mine's 12 foot because I have a high ceiling and I want a big old bad boy. I've always wanted a tall one.
Let's just stack them.
And my living room, I measured 26 feet.
Let's just stack them.
Tree on tree?
Tree on tree crime.
Woohoo!
I wish you would.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know
in
if
comes
anyone's
a terrible
noticed,
jokes.
But football season started, so all of the... fun dad jokes are here to stay.
And I still don't understand football, and I know you're going to mansplain me at some point, and it's going to be great.
I will.
Because right now it's just pads and math.
Pads and isn't that a regular Wednesday for us? Right? Come on, ladies, am I right?
I need to learn, maybe.
Speaking of all this, we put the steeple on top of the church, if you didn't notice.
Oh, I did not notice. I came the other way. That was...
In your car, yep. You sure did, but it's on there. It's sturdy.
Wow.
I thought they were going to put a little, one of those, because any other temple that I've ever seen or the ones that I looked up whenever I was researching, because I do that.
Right.
Even though I'm not even an operator or drafter or whatever, I'm like, ooh, that's interesting. They put like a little bugle guy on top, which he has a name. He's an angel, but I don't know. I'm not Mormon. But they were not getting one of those, so I was a little bit sad about that. I was looking forward to it.
Why?
I don't
know. And how do you know this?
Stalker. People on the ground. I'm a woman about the news. I'm a boots on the ground lady. Someone told me when I was over there.
Now you get to. I'm like, I'm listening. Yeah. Get to the point.
Yeah, someone told me when I was over there. But it's good.
So I have a question for you.
Please.
What constitutes a curse word? And I'm gonna. So I have a friend who is dealing with an insurance situation. And insurance said, we're not going to deal with you anymore because of your vulgar language. But I think it's great. Because it's
first
what's
of all, that sounds
like
illegal.
Wrong to you, wrong to me, it's ambiguous, it's a gray area. So we kind of, we're going to work on an email that's like, I don't appreciate your caca attitude and you've been a meanie head. So like, what is, instead of I don't appreciate your damn attitude and you're being an asshole.
I don't understand, how people who are serving or are supplying a service can just cut you off for something that they're offended by like that.
But also, if you're in the insurance field, you would assume your client's in some kind of stress
state.
Right, yeah. And they need to vent at somebody, and you can't cut them off because they used a caca word.
That's not good.
But even like in the classroom or like right here, what is a bad word to you?
You know, it's
and we won't say it here because we're true ladies.
Just get you telling a story and you'll forget all about that. I can't tell you that because it's different for everyone. It's, I mean, it goes with everything.
That's, so that's
you
what
were
I told her.
Nature, nurture, all of it factors in. And it, I don't think that I'm in any position. That's freedom of speech, man. I'm not in any position to tell you what you can and cannot say. I can tell you, hey, this is how what you said made me feel. If you adjust to it, cool. If you don't, whatever.
Well, yeah, and I think that's so true now, like current times, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the here and now, but like, I don't know.
And I think more dudes are offended when women cuss. Like my brothers can cuss up a storm, but if I cuss, my dad's pissed.
They have this image or like this ideal woman that they want. Usually, you know, whoever they're dating or whoever's related to them to fit into that box that they put them in. And the minute that they step out, that's not okay. They have a problem with that.
Yeah.
So
I think they expect us to be ladylike.
Yeah, well.
I'm not ladylike. I have a very foul mouth.
I look like a boy 85% of the time, so it's fine.
So you're going to pull it off? Shit, I'm going to start looking like a boy.
So you can use curse words without looks? Okay, good luck with that.
I'm going to express myself.
You will get more looks. Honey.
It can cuss up a storm. I mean, there's a few words I don't say. I think that's a given.
No, but I think, I don't know, it's different for everyone. Like, I remember, like, crap being a bad word around certain things.
Or damn or hell.
Yeah, exactly. What was your first curse word? I think we talked about this. Mine was ass. Yours was, damn it.
I think it was, damn it. Well, so my mom always said that we couldn't call each other names anymore, blah, blah, or cussing names.
Yeah.
Because I would call my brothers little assholes. Oh, she also used to say, oh, I can't say my brother's names, but, well, they're not going to listen anyway. Fuck them. Oh, see, I cussed. So my mom would always say, I'm going to go take a David and wipe my Daryl. And I was like, it took me forever to figure out what she was. So once a piece of shit and once an asshole. I was like, thanks, Ma. So she said that we couldn't say, you know, I couldn't call my brother an asshole or whatever piece of shit. So we started using other words. And I'm like, you're nothing but
intent.
Fecal matter. Like,
just
we just.
The same intent. Yeah, for sure.
Hell, you know, you're just a hot place down under. Like, we just got off. We started to replace curse words. Shit, I'm fecal matter.
Good for you. Expand your imagination.
But what would. You can't really use a word that would replace. I'm just going to say it. Because I have no scruples, huh? Motherfucker. How? Because, like, if I replaced hell for down place or day. Oh, God bless America. Hot place down under. I'm like, you can go there, you fecal matter, you, because I, shit, or you small, fecal matter, that'd be a little shit. How would you replace that
one? You know what they say back east? Mother, father. And it, you think they're going to say it, but they don't.
Wow.
I only know this because I was listening to the Eagles radio.
That almost makes you a pussy. You go all in, man. If you're going to start the word, finish the word.
Well, they're on radio. Ooh. They can't do it.
I just thought about that. How would you replace pussy, just vagina? Jump off the bridge, you vagina.
Well, that's awful. Don't ever.
I mean, but how would you
substitute
words? Or son of, like a son of a bitch. Child of a meanie head. I don't know.
Root words as far as curse words, I'm not really familiar with. I've never really taken that course, but I know that they exist. And
so,
there are root words for everything. So I used to think that the F word was fornication under consent of the king, which it might be. That's what I learned when I was younger.
Wow, who taught you? Wow, I have never heard that.
Yeah, well, it might be true. Who knows?
Well, I think the origin of the F word is intercourse or, oh, God, what does he say on the show where they're all really smart?
Mm. Oh, the Big Bang.
Yes. What is the word he says that is so...
Bazinga?
No, but he... coitus. Isn't that what it's called?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So let's just say I was a little bit late today, and you were in there doing the long wipe and chafing yourself, and then you'd come out, and you would be like, Carrie,
what an image.
You're coitus late.
You're coitus late.
Like, if we started replacing them, it would be really fun.
Coitusingly late. It would describe
you
the
wouldn't
late.
Say
it
fucking
would
late.
Late.
You wouldn't say fucking late.
Well, I would if I talked like this, wouldn't I? I'd be like, you're fucking late.
Okay.
Like fornicating better. You're fornicating late.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're intercoursing late.
It sounds like you're pregnant.
Well, so what would you replace dam with? Like the dam heat's getting to me.
I mean, probably concrete, but that's just me.
Wait, I thought that's a different dam.
Oh, thought we were talking about beavers. My bad.
Well, I don't know, because you know, the curse word has an N in it, and the beavers, and the beavers doesn't have an N.
Nope.
Wow. Just, the beaver, you know, doesn't have an N.
The
wow.
Beavers do, doesn't. The beavers don't. Deal. They do not have an N. And I was going to think of something really funny, but you just flabbergasted my brain. Oh, wow. Man.
All the words. And the naughty, naughty C
what
word.
What if it's beaver, but the N's silent? No.
There's not an N in beaver. I'm talking about the dam.
I know.
You said, what if it's beaver in the N silent? Then it'd be duh. I'm going to go build my coitus duh. Right? And you better come help me, you.
Come hither.
You mom humper. Mom humper? Is that? Oh, this could be fun.
Is this what you're going to do now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you, that, yeah.
I give you an hour.
But, and maybe our lovely producer can help us. What would be another word? Synonymous? Is that a good word I could use right now? Synonymous for damn. Like, I don't give a damn. I don't give a, because you can't talk about a beaver. They're spelled different, right? You but can, does it mean they are different? Because I don't give a...
Dang. I don't give a dang.
You could literally say anything darn, that means nothing. Darn. Yeah, I don't give a darn. You could even say I don't give a frog's hair.
Hell, that's that.
You know what I mean?
I don't give an intercourse. Because that would be, I don't give
you,
a...
Oh, are you...
One of my all-time
you made a vow?
Got dandruff, none of it itches.
See? There you go.
Oh, my mom always said this. None of it terrible itches. Joke.
Dandruff, none of it itches.
Okay, I'm gonna mess this joke up. Are you ready?
Congratulations, too. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding, what?
He's got dandruff and none of it itches. Woo, woo.
How did we go from curse words to dandruff?
It's great news. Longingly.
I am so lost. I have no idea what happened.
That's okay. It's okay. Did you know, what? And we'll get back to this, I promise, that there is a 5th year anniversary of Traeger's happening on October 20th and 21st. And they are going to have, drum roll.
I can do a drum roll. I don't know. Wait, is that good?
I might be able to find it.
Sounded more like I was blowing bubbles in my milk.
Is there a drum roll?
I just did one. It sounded like I was blowing bubbles in my milk as a kid. I don't know.
There's an applause. So I'll do that one.
What? Applause? Wow. We are botching words today.
I just like to say applause instead of applause. So there is a silent disco toga party.
A toga. Last time I was at a toga party, someone yanked my sheet, and I didn't have anything under it.
More applause. Actually.
So if I ever go to one again, I will have something under my sheet.
Oh.
I think.
Well, that's sad. We're not coming then.
What? Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Just kidding. I think. Have you ever been to a silent disco?
No, but...
Do you know what they are?
I can't ever shut the hell up, so that would kill me.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, is it silent music or silent people? Because you disco to the songs in your head?
So you have headphones, and you can hear the music if you want, and you can, like, dance to it with whoever else is listening to it, but if you don't want to hear it, you take them off, and then it's nothing. So if you want to talk, I can have the music on, and you can talk to me.
This sounds like a terrible idea.
Sounds fantastic. This is all I've ever hoped
I just want to be a fly on the wall.
Okay. I think the entry fee would probably be a little less, so that's cool.
I just feel like it's going to look like a bunch of Romans on drugs.
Sign me up.
Because all the... Didn't they wear toga?
I will go and consider it the Roman I'm empire. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Son
of
a bitch, I'm in.
We love that saying. Son of a bitch, I'm in. But it would be son of a... Oh, son of... Female dog.
Son of a female dog, I'm in. Ew, I'm not saying that.
I thought we were... I'm going to replace curse words all week long.
Okay, I bet you $50 you can't finish that.
And I don't give a water blocker if somebody doesn't like it.
A water blocker?
That's a dam, isn't it?
That's a good one.
Water blocker?
I'm like, is that like a beta blocker? Because I take one of those daily.
What's a beta blocker?
It's for my heart.
Wow. I've just learned so much today. I don't know.
So you want to go to the toga party with me or not? You can't come as a fly and you...
Yeah, okay, I will do it.
Wear something under your toga.
I will. But okay. Son of a bitch, I'm in.
Cool.
Oh, wait. Son of female dog, I'm in.
Well, you owe me $50 already. Cool. Now I can pay for us
50
to get
bucks?
In.
Why $50? Okay.
Because I bet you $50 you can't do it for the week and then you lasted about 47 seconds.
I couldn't do what for the week?
Exactly.
What did she... pay attention?
You couldn't... do the replacement for
She's
a week.
Unemployed. She doesn't have the money to pay attention.
Oh, I am unemployed. I'm broke.
Well, I recently discovered $50. I have to beat it out of someone, but I'm going to get it.
I found some money when I was cleaning something. I don't remember what. And I was like, woohoo, money. And then I needed more, so I stole my kids' tooth fairy money. I think every parent steals the kids' tooth fairy money.
Agreed.
And then blame it on them. Well, if you cleaned your room, you'd know where it was.
Yeah, I even did that as a stepmom, which looking back, even worse.
Damn tooth fairy. She gets all greedy and shit.
She really did. Well, the person I was with at the time set the precedent that we were leaving $10 bills. I'm all, what do you think we're made of?
I got like a quarter from the tooth fairy.
Well, yeah. Me too.
My tooth fairy was on a damn budget.
She's like, well, I didn't have change. I'm like, well, you will continue to not have change for the next 30 years. Good job. She has a lot of kids.
But I was also one of those weird people. I was, well, maybe I am still weird. Who knows? Am I weird?
No.
Okay. I was born with teeth, and so was Einstein, folks. I know you've already made the connection. Mm-hmm. I am Einstein-like. But I also had a ton of teeth. So through the course of my life, I think the dentist had to pull like 8.
Oh, interesting.
To make space for other teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So I was banking off the tooth fairy there for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was losing teeth because I had a lot.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if you kept like regrowing them like a shark.
See a need, fill a need, yep. And you had a need.
That's what I did with my poop.
Yep. You're pooping your teeth. Look at you.
I need to whiten my teeth again. It looks like shit.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I mean, it looks like fecal matter. My teeth look like... I'm going to do it. What's the bet for a week?
No,
I won't
I'm
cuss.
I'm really betting you $50. I'll bet you a beer. That's about as serious as this is going to
okay.
get.
Okay. I know. We're going to bet.
After this.
For a whole week? Just for
you
beer?
You said a week.
How about...
When is it going to start?
After this.
Because I thought it started already.
I did too, and I thought I was $50 richer.
Let's do the rest of today a beer. And I will
the
not...
The rest of today. Okay.
Yes, and I will not cuss at all. We're shaking on it.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, we're shaking.
Wait.
Oh.
Keep talking, though. You're recording.
You got to keep the...
That was finger action over here.
Well, that's how I shake. Oh, is that not how normal people shake the hands? Shake the hands?
I don't know. I normally. This is the bet.
Okay. We're
okay.
In.
And if I cuss at all.
Okay.
Well, this is going to be water blocker hard.
You know what's going to be funny? When you just leave me. Well, I would say you take off running, but your hip's still messed up. So if you just cash out and waddle your way to the car and I never see you for the rest of the day, that would be the play. Because then you'd win.
God, I just messed up. I was about to say shit ya. God, I couldn't even last a minute. Son of a...
Oh, son of a motherless goat.
Son of a reproducer.
I used to say that when I was a kid, son of a motherless goat, because it was in my favorite movie, Three
But
Amigos.
How would a goat be...
I was 6, dude. No, I was 5. It was my favorite movie, Three Amigos, and it was everything. I had the dance down, whole thing.
I've never seen that movie. I heard it's funny. Well, you know I don't watch movies. So now I owe you a beer. I didn't really last a minute. Can we rebet?
No, okay. Rebet.
Okay, got rebet. That was a practice bet.
Okay.
I'll still buy that beer,
that was
though.
A pet. Okay.
I will not cuss. I will not cuss. I will not cuss.
Can you grab him and get me another drink? My throat is...
Grab him? I think that would be against the law.
Okay, could you get him with your eyes? Thank you. Be great.
I'm doing the whole... I'll do him with the Farmington...
He's great, though.
...head.
Juan.
Do we know his
Juan.
Name?
He is Juan, yeah. He just sounded today.
Come here, Juan.
He is great. I really enjoy
She wants
him.
Juan.
He made Bloody Mary that was almost as good as Nancy's.
Almost.
But I had a land shark, which is apparently my go-to now, so...
I like him. I think they're pretty good.
He's getting older.
We're in, like, dirty shirts.
I've never even heard that one.
What?
Like, we need to have a show on all, like, the weird things people say.
Well, I say a lot because my parents didn't cuss at all. So all of the things that
your parents didn't cuss
at all.
Wow.
Nope. Later in their life,
I moved the flashlight wrong under the hood.
Like they'd get drunk and laugh, and when they'd say shit or bitch, like those were the fun times for them. Like, and then they'd go, oh, and then they'd giggle, and they were very cute.
Wow.
My parents were very cute people. Rest in peace. You know?
I've been told I look like my dad, and I can't decide if that's an insult. Don't listen, Dad. I don't know.
It's not an insult. I look like my father a lot, and my mom. I'm like the perfect combination of my dad and mom. If they did AI mashup, I'd probably look like myself.
Well, my mom's maiden name, I'm not going to say it because everyone will get my credit
How
cards.
How dare you?
But the whole family has bad hips.
I thought you were going to say bad credit.
No, because you know, like when you call and you're like, this is my name, so-and-so, and it says mother's maiden name, so I can't say it.
Yeah.
I don't even have a credit card, but whatever. I don't. I'm really proud of myself. It's just a family thing with the bad things. So, yeah, thanks, guys. I got that from her side.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have a credit card and you got bad hips.
Yes.
Your personal ad in my head is a doozy.
Personal ad?
Yeah.
That would be fun. I think next we're going to write what we would put in the newspaper.
For each other?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that would be fun because what is it? Pina Colada, what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Because he writes.
If you like pina coladas and RIP, getting caught in the rain.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah, I'm going to write yours and you're going to write mine. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Is that about your obituary?
Yes.
No. Like the ad people put like in a dating thing.
I would like,
so I'm going to put, I like football and look like a dude. Because cool. You said you like football and you look like a dude. Great sense of humor.
This is not, that's my own interpretation of myself. This is your interpretation of me. So
I would
need you to do your own. Thank you.
Okay,
Don't plagiarize my feelings. Thank you.
I will make the best one.
Okay. We're very busy. And you have a yoga, silent disco party yoga. They also have
yoga,
yoga. You're the one that said you're going to have a yoga party.
Tugga. That's what's going to happen to my sheet. Someone's going to give me a tugga.
I went to a tugga party.
That sounded terrible.
No.
Tugga.
Oh. I'm not going to that
one. Usually the sound you make after a tugga. or you find Jeebus.
The J is silent. Ebus.
Wow. I am putting that in your thing.
I was telling you that they have specialty drinks and they're going to have like a specialty pizza and like specialty food and you can buy VIP tickets, which if you really want to go, I will buy us tickets too.
When is it?
October 20th and 21st.
I'll have to look on the calendar and see if I have my litter.
Check your dates.
The
big one is the 20th.
This month?
October is next month.
Oh, did you say October?
It's their fifth year anniversary.
Fifth year, yep. I did see those things. 5 years, can you believe it? Remember when this was just dirt? My aunt and uncle lived right over there.
I do remember when this was.
And then it went up, and I was like, Trevor, we're giving up our.
I almost cussed.
I
did not, though. I almost said, God, water blocker world.
Oh, that sounds like the sequel to Kevin Costner's bomb movie.
He has a movie about a bomb?
Waterworld. It sucked. Which, actually, if you think about it, the cinematography in that movie was crazy. I'm going to start a podcast about movies with David, probably, because he's the only one in this table that knows what I'm talking about.
I really don't like any...
Rin is thinking about doing it. Just, you know, we do reviews.
Yeah.
She's thinking about doing just... I'm trying to get her to do just a movie review podcast.
I would love to be a guest if you do that
show
sometime.
Or
yeah, something
it's
along.
Either a TV show or, you know.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I have a lot of opinions on a lot of things.
My brother-in-law and my brother do a podcast on horror movies.
Horror movies?
Horror movies. Like all the Halloweens, all the...
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
What's the one, the dream dude? One, two, MGK? Coming for you.
Oh.
Three, four, better lock your door. I'm not the one who sings that.
It's five, six. White zombie,
what's the
dude?
Five,
Rob
six.
Zombie.
Oh, have a crucifix. Seven, eight,
right?
Don't stay up late. 9, 10, never sleep again. Did I get it right?
I don't know.
That's the dude with the stripy sweater and he didn't wear sunscreen and had an acne situation. He's got blades on his hands.
Oh. Nope, no idea. Lawnmower Man. No.
And if you go to sleep, he gets you in your dreams.
Candyman. No. Freddy Krueger. Yes,
but what's the name of the movie? You just named the character.
Friday the 13th.
See? So they talk about all these and, like, the original zombie crap.
We clearly don't.
Yeah, we don't know what the hell we're talking about.
We just took a whole minute to...
We should shut the hot place up.
Oh, okay.
I am doing so good. Aren't I?
Almost proud of you.
Yes, is it close to midnight yet? No,
almost.
Not even.
Almost.
Okay,
almost,
I've got 6 hours to not cuss.
I wish you luck in your endeavors, I really do.
And we will let people know how I do.
Yeah, what's your final What's your final parting words on this episode? We're
guys, cross your fingers that I at least earn a beer.
Went off some sort of rail. I'm not really sure which one yet. I say good luck, Carrie. I love you.
I love you too, girl. And I can't wait to write your...
Saga.
All done for this week. They shall return in a week. Your input is appreciated. Email us at interwestconcepts.com. All feedback is greatly appreciated, good or not so good. This program is the sole property of Interwest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any or all of the programming, contact us at interwestconcepts.com. And we mean it too, damn it. Until next time,
be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.